This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Ron Amatron Healing Show is a heart-centered weekly program providing healing by host and master healer teacher Ron Amatron. Ron takes healing to a whole new level, connecting you with your spirit through source energy. Go within, empower yourself for a more peaceful and fulfilling life. Welcome to the Ron Amatron Healing Show.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kathy, the co-host. Today is July 31st, 2013, and the topic is Revelations. Songs with lyrics that describe dark messages seem to be increasingly futuristic sounding and bold. It has long been a concern of parents and teachers that these dark influences heard constantly in the media will be reflected even more in the younger generations. For example, many criminals blame their behavior on lyrics from songs. Master teacher healer Ron Amatron will discuss how music is another mind-controlling channeled frequency which can cause us to behave in ways that we may not be aware of but are far from our true nature. Most importantly, this program will discuss possible solutions as offered by the Creation Lightship, also known as Source Energy. On Ron's host page, there is a drawing of a light being's face that we can put on our monitor screen right now for source energy and peace while we listen. Now let's greet our host, Ron Amatron. Hi, Ron. Over to you.
Hey, everybody. So let's energize the light being. And we'll bring in the male energies. Here they come. So I'll use the word stronger to increase it for you. And you're going to feel your room get cleared out, and you may start to feel that wonderful peace energy. Which is source energy. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So our show tonight will be a lot of information about the alien agenda through listening to music and maybe how the energies come to the different songwriters, possibly, and how everything here is basically channeled information if you go outside of yourself to get those different lyrics and keywords, where the aliens want you to tap into keywords. That way they have you. So there's a lot of keywords out there. I'll just indicate a few of them here that are used a lot in songs. And let's see here. And the main thing is on the website we have the song from Simon and Garfunkel. Okay? And they made a song that you probably have all heard before, Sound of Silence. And if you just bring that up, I maybe get the lyrics on it. Starts off, I think, is Hello Darkness, My Old Friend. So they're kind of telling you about the darkness energy and how it's here to entrap you. So just listen to this song and find out what they were talking about a long time ago. As remember, what's in the past is still current now. And that song, I put it on the website years ago just because of meaning of what it really means. Some of the keywords that you may find in songs are love, maybe I need you, desire, satisfaction, beating heart. All these are keywords that can grab you with emotions, okay? Falling in love, can't do it without you, you're my obsession, you're a fool, a broken heart, that's a big one. That must be country western stuff there. Lose your wife and lose your dog. And, you know, you really got me, you know, out of my head, out of my mind. There's a lot of different keywords that are there that kind of relate to life and the experiences here in life. But really, it's a way to connect you to your past genetic program that you know nothing about. And all of a sudden, you're running, you know, the energies from the past. We have the song that you probably, if you're older, remember it, by the Zombies, She's Not There. Oh, that's a neat one. You know, the pre, maybe I won't say clone energies, but, you know, if somebody is a zombie, you know, we all see movies on that as they walk around. A lot of times they'll show zombies as eating people. But remember, these are all real. So what we have, too, is... if you're not aware of this, there's a lot of alien stuff in the Bible. And you can go to, you know, just type it in on Google search, aliens and the Bible. Ezekiel had one about the wheel within a wheel. So what is that? That's probably a, you know, space station. You have the burning bush by Moses, you know, what happened there. Just many different situations. They talk about the locust in Armageddon, I believe. And that was probably what people saw is, remember, they're going back, people seeing the future on timeline. Remember, they're doing predictions. So what I think that was about was the people looking at the locust, and they were probably actually helicopters, which we saw all the time. In Vietnam, when we used to watch all the things on TV, when the Vietnam War was on. If you're old enough, you may remember this here. Every night on the news, they always had something about how many Viet Cong were killed, how many, you know, Americans were killed. Every night they had this, and they showed maybe two minutes to maybe more of this horrific stuff going on in the war. And mainly it was helicopters that people were seeing, I believe, out there. That was quite there, along with the B-52s. But anyway, I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
It's true, Ron. It's often stated in the media that the true prophets are the songwriters and the science fiction writers. And I remember seeing on an Eric Clapton album that somebody put a graphic picture of a brick wall message. It said, Clapton is God. And that's because they really liked his lyrics. And so, as you stated, the universal mind is being reached through the songs and lyrics as a medium. So could you talk a little bit more about how the lyrics are channeled for a dark side script?
Yeah, remember, the aliens have to connect to you some way. So what we have is media. And the media report typically on negative situations all the time. And the negative situations are brought forth by timelines that are created by the aliens that people are living on, and they want to have destruction. And destruction of something is going to cause people to become upset, angry, or fear, and also, you know, physical pain. So all of these things on these timelines are brought forth by the aliens on timeline, and that's kind of the media, along with the motion pictures and, you know, TV and radio. I'm not saying that everything is 100% bad, but if you watch the movies now, we'll notice that most of this stuff is going to be fighting aliens. There's a new one coming out about fighting aliens. I think Harrison Ford is in that one. And, you know, they have a young man, looks like he's a young boy, looks like maybe, I don't know, 18 or something, and he's the one supposed to save the world or something. That'll be coming out. I think it comes out, oddly enough, 11-1-13. But all these movies now, a lot of them are about aliens. And we've had aliens movies, you know, from a long time ago. But most things now are about that and what they're doing and how things are. There's nothing nice coming out about aliens, you know. Imagine seeing a movie, going to the theater, or getting a DVD, and the aliens are showing you, the producer now is showing you a futuristic car, okay? And maybe you just put water in the gas tank, or you do something like that, and they show you this here? No? Or they show you how all the water can get cleaned up with a little pill or a little black box or something like that, that typically you think would be available out there. Oh, and that would probably, if you had a movie like that and you had an alien eating people, what one would you go to? Well, they want to go how you could benefit yourself by seeing this new invention, right? And that's why people go to car shows, need new cars to see what's available, what the new technology is. It'd be interesting to see something like that coming from the aliens, but yet they're not going to really probably do that. Nice if they would. And instead, it's all about aliens eating you and having wars and everything else with humans here on this planet or outside the planet battling wars. So, anyway, but the songs do activate your emotion. What do the aliens live on? Well, if you listen to this program, everyone that we have, we talk about the aliens live on your emotions and your problems, your pain in your body, heartache, whatever it is. It's basically emotions or pain. That's what they live on off of you. So they're going to give you as much of that as they possibly could. So whenever I talk to people at the expos and things, and people say, well, isn't there any good aliens out there? How come you always bash an alien, Ron? Well, where are they? They're not here to necessarily help us. I'm sure that there are some good ones here, but they're not going to get involved, probably to come forward with the technology that you'd like to have, because the aliens that are out there would probably destroy them. So we're dealing with an agenda here, of mainly, aliens that are going to be causing people problems. So that's kind of where we are. They activate emotions in songs. You hear a song, you probably have seen that. You hear people listen to songs, they start crying because it brings back a memory from the distant past about something. And they get, emotions get triggered. Remember, in true light, you don't have emotions. You don't have a past. Here we have all that. The aliens gave us the DNA so that we could be in misery all the time. This is what they do. So that's the whole process here. And songs are what you listen to on the radio. I'm sure everybody listening has a radio that they listen to daily, or at least in your car. And then you watch your TV or DVDs, watch movies, one or the other, and they're all kind of in the same pool there. Everything gets channeled through somebody doing something, writing a song or getting information about how to make a movie or different things like that, how to bring forth an energy to make it more scarier. I'm sure the aliens keep bringing stuff forward to do that more and more, because they're really trying to get people so that they get jolted. A lot of people now are getting numb to it, and so they have to get more horrific things on the movie. Start inventing more things. You know, I'm sure years ago, people really weren't involved with seeing people getting shot in movies, okay? If you're watching a movie, in the black and white days, maybe it was the gangsters or something shooting guns, and stuff at each other, but it wasn't really a daily occurrence in every city. Now you have stuff happening all the time. And so people get that, and then they get mind control programmed, and the kids playing video games and stuff, doing things like that. shooting things, you know, with the little thing in their hand that they're playing with. You know, that's what it's about, is to take out things. So, terminating something, and then you become kind of immune to the emotional trauma, and you lose sight of what you're actually doing, and you get hardened by that energy. So, that's the problem that people have, is that the energy comes into them, and they get used to it. They're already hooked up, and then they have to get something a little more traumatic to push your button. And the aliens are right there to do that for you. So back to you, Kathy.
Ron, are you saying that hidden messages can be received by our unconscious mind also? For example, when I was a teen, to me, the music was just fun, and I just listened to it. I didn't realize there was possibly any messages in music. I never noticed. But you talked about the song from the 60s called She's Not There by the Zombies. And maybe that's a song with a subliminal message, a subtle message that they made sound real fun to listen to. I used to like that song. It was upbeat, but it had the subtle theme of abduction or a non-human. And I really hadn't realized that when I first heard it. And for songs like this that we liked, and we're drawn to without realizing the implications, wondered if we could have a timeline crash or a clearing for maybe feeling like we weren't there, like maybe we're mindless.
Yeah, we could do something. I want everybody to think of a situation that they've seen, maybe, or let's just talk about song. Is there anything that pushed your buttons on a song? No, or you maybe it woke you up or something, and then all of a sudden now you wonder why you're attached to that energy, because they got you in the song, not knowing it. So you may have to do a stretch on this one here, try to figure something out, because we're inundated so much with everything that you may not even be able to pull something out, because it's not that unusual. No, like I was saying, you know, in the old days you never saw people bleed to death on the screen or get killed with a gun. And now you see it all the time, so now it's like second nature to you. And, you know, you wonder why things are happening around you that is there. It's because it's already in the media and it looks like it's okay to do. So people get hardened with your emotions and also their feelings, and they don't really understand right or wrong too much because of what's going on. But think of something that maybe when you first heard it, you went, wow, you know, that's pretty amazing, you know. But, you may, you know, it may be so covered up now in your thoughts that you may not be able to find it. But if you can, we'll clear that. Even anything new, maybe you just heard about aliens and you saw some alien programs and you go, wow, that's pretty scary, you know. Well, that's what's real. So here we go. Think of one of those particular either movies. Typically, I like to do a song, but if you don't have any lyrics in a song, then we can do a movie scene that you have. So we're going to clear that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then on the website, I have a couple of songs there besides the Song of Silence. I'll just kind of talk about that briefly here. The song I liked was what Michael Jackson had, The Man in the Mirror. It all starts with you, so look at yourself. That's what it's basically kind of about, you know, what are you thinking? Who are you? You know, that's sort of what those lyrics sort of mean. Or you could look at it that way anyway. And then we have the wonderful song Hotel California by the Eagles. And, you know, the main phrase is you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. You know, that's one that really, you know, would hit home for people. And I also have a song on there by Van Halen. And I don't use the word love anymore, typically, but there's no way to really talk about your spirit coming into you other than really using the word love. So, oh, you can say peace comes walking in, but they didn't make a song with the word peace, so they used love. So that's what it's about. Love comes walking in. Pull the string. You have to command your spirit by pulling the string to come into you. And that's the whole song, basically, you know. Contact is all it takes. I know they wrote the song about UFOs, maybe seeing a UFO sighting or something. But getting away from that, I'm taking the song as, contact is all it takes. That's with your spirit. That's the whole thing. Pull the string, bring your spirit back to yourself. So that's how I interpret that song. So back to you, Kathy.
Well, that's interesting to know why you have that song on your website, creationlightship.com. So if, when people who are listening get a chance, go over to Ron's website and take a look at that. The songs he mentioned and the lyrics are there, too. His website is creationlightship.com, and there's quite a lot of information that we're talking about here and other things, and the archives of his over 4 radio programs going back to 2007. So, Ron, that song called She's Not There, it's by the Zombies, and I was just going to say that I thought that was a very subtle coincidence that the title describes a zombie.
Yeah.
And there's also songs that give us eerie images, like Billy Idol's Eyes Without a Face, and those can conjure up images in our head. And that's also, we mentioned some songs and lyrics are like prophecies. And one of them that I uncovered for purpose of this program was the year 2525. And I wonder if I could take a few minutes now to read some of the lyrics from that song.
Sure, that'd be great, yeah.
Okay. It's called In the Year 2525. If man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year 3535, aren't going to need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 4545, ain't going to need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew. Nobody's going to look at you. In the year 5555, your arms are hanging limp at your sides. Your legs got nothing to do. Some machine is doing that for you. In the year 6565, ain't going to need no husband, won't need no wife. You'll pick your son, pick your daughter too, from the bottom of a long glass tube. In the year 7510, if God's coming, he ought to make it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, guess it's time for the judgment day. In the year 8510, God is going to shake his mighty head then. He'll either say, I'm pleased where man has been, or tear it down and start again. In the year 9595, I'm kind of wondering if man is going to be alive. He's taking everything this old earth can give. And he ain't put back nothing. Now it's been 10,000 years. Man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through. But through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday. Ron, when I first heard that song, and I wonder if the other listeners from Contact Talk Radio remember it, it came out in 1969. And yet, when we hear these lyrics today, it seems like some of them have actually come about, have actually come true. And I found those words rather chilling and haunting. And as well as Sounds of Silence also really got to me as well, made me really think and listen, and I really understood what they were talking about at the time. So what are your comments about this song, Ron, the year 2525. It has a lot of descriptive imagery, doesn't it?
Yeah, I would say that you could take some of the years off on the beginning, you know, and just put a maybe a 2 or 3 in front of it, you know, and it's much closer than it looks.
Wow.
No, that's what I see. It's very interesting. When Memorex had their commercial a long time ago, if you're older, you might remember seeing it. They had a JBL speaker, an L100 speaker is what it was, and the guy sitting in front of it, and they're playing a song, and his hair and clothes is kind of blowing backwards, you know, on it. Deal, or is it Memorex? Well, Memorex, are they memorizing something, or, you know, they, you know, is it on the a barcode on, you know, because it would be like a barcode in a sense on the recording. And then, you know, you have to kind of look at that. Is it real? And think of the word real. You have real, R-E-A-L. Or is it on a reel? Is it real? You know, film reel. You know, is it a timeline? R-E-A-L. Oh, is it real or is it Memorex? You know, is it a real R-E-A-L or R-E-A-E-E-L? Or is it just a memory and it's a program? You know, it's interesting looking at these things, how it could possibly be related to now. You know, when they made that commercial, you know, it showed that it would copy, you know, on you know, the tape, the exact, we'll say, information, you know, that was on it initially. But if you look at it now, you have a different meaning to it. So the whole thing is quite interesting. And then you can get into mind looping. That's another thing that have, you know, the mind looping patterns that people have in their heads. So then you have the mind looping patterns and songs that kind of take you for a ride, you know, somewhere else. You hear these repetitive lyrics over and over and over again. And what are they doing to you? Remember, this is all mind control patterns. And I think they say, if you want someone to remember something, you have to say it maybe 3 or 4 times consecutively. And then that pattern starts. And then you start to remember something. You know, kind of aside from that, oh, you're kind of being hypnotized in these lyrics. Don't really know about it. And what are the key words that they're telling you? And remember the Manchurian Candidate, that kind of goes sort of that way too a little bit. But you do have mind looping patterns. So I'll talk about that. And the mind looping patterns that people have, I use the word mind looping. It's just a repetitive thought or action that you do all the time. And when you have a mind loop, you're just playing the same tape over and over and over again. And you don't even know that you're doing it. Like I say, you know, somebody calls you up or you go into a store, you know, and they say, how are you? What's your response? And most people will be the same thing. Well, I'm fine, and having a good day, something like that. And they're really not going to typically want you to say, oh, geez, you know, I stubbed my toe this morning and it really hurt and I had to put ice on it. And they don't want to hear all that stuff. All they want to hear is something that's going to give them a response as quick as possible to get you out of their hair, you know. So, but the whole thing is, you know, mass consciousness and the mind matrix coming your way. And are you living in a memory, you know? Are you living in somebody else's memory? Is it like a commercial? Okay? You need to kind of understand that. What are you living in? So, maybe we could talk about mind looping, possibly. People want to know about that. We have a clearing, which is called a Mind Loop 1 clearing, and that's really good. And it's the behaviors, you know, of a mind looping pattern. And it's kind of what people get into when they think of something and they have a canned answer for it. I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Oh, thanks, Ron. Yeah, you and I had talked earlier about the behaviors of a mind looping pattern and how we're conditioned to think this way because we are living like a Memorex commercial. Our mind is just like a reel, R-E-E-L. And we're so conditioned to do that that it's so automatic. So we had come up with some behaviors of mind-looping patterns that we recognize in others. And there's 10 of them, so I'm going to read them right now. And everyone can, if they want to, maybe grab a piece of paper and a pen and see which of these numbers they can relate to, you know, either themselves or other people in their lives, and see, you know, if they're on autopilot or not. And then if you'd like to get this list later, you can write to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll be happy to send it to you promptly, because it's pretty fascinating how the mind programming and the mind matrix and unconscious mind plays out. So, okay, let me read them. Behaviors of a mind-looping pattern, and this is just some of them. You might have some others. Number one, lyrics and songs that still play in your head long after the music has stopped. Number two, saying or asking the same thing over and over, even though it was already said 4 times and already answered, but it didn't register. Number three, using the same set words or same set expression inappropriately in response to different questions. Number four, continuous self-critical, self-destructive, and judgmental thoughts towards oneself and others. Number five, people who, when angry or agitated, repeat themselves and you can't get through to them. Number six, people who walk around talking out loud to themselves and don't notice. Number seven, someone's voice and words that constantly echoes in your head, and it could sound like your own. Number eight, images and memories you want to forget or let go but can't. Here's another one, feeling like a scatterbrain, unfocused, forgetful, mindless. And another one, the last one, number 10, obsessive thoughts about someone or something, like you're in a spin. So that is what the mind-looping one clearing can help with, those kinds of patterns.
Boy, I don't know. I don't think our listening audience has that problem, do they? Yeah. Oh, great. But, yeah, if you want to get that list, you know, just send us, you know, on CLS Questions. We'll send it over to you. What you may want to do is, even, you know, when you get this, kind of look at, it's really hard to look at yourself, you know. That used to be an album by Uriah Heep, Look at Yourself. I don't know if you guys remember that or not. Right? Mm-hmm. That was a title of an album. So, name of an album. But you may want to take this list, because you may not relate to all of these, and kind of line it up with, you know, Joe or Sam or Harry or whatever, you know, Sally. And then you can kind of watch and see how they respond. And naturally, then, once you start looking at somebody else, you may start to see yourself and how you are affected by this. You may not relate to any of these. You may think that you're perfectly fine and you don't do it. But as you see other people, you're going to notice that, yeah, these things do and can occur with my friends. And then from there, you can realize that, yeah, I may have some of these myself, and that mind loop one can help you out with that to get you away from that, say, karmic wheel, the DNA that's in you, making you do this because the aliens are transmitting these keywords and robotic programs to you. Remember, all you're doing is following a program, and the program allows you to do this and wants you to do it, and you want to get yourself into control of your life. The whole thing is to become conscious. Well, you can't become conscious if you have programs running you. You could be conscious by the alien consciousness, because they want to control you on these programs. But if you want to become truly conscious, and to understand what's happening, you have to get these things released from you so you can, you know, take over your body temple with your spirit, as opposed to having it being controlled and programmed like a clone. So back to you, Kathy.
That's a good point that you mentioned about the clones, because I've noticed, too, in doing research for this program, that there's quite a few songs about clones that were out in the 60s, but they were buried inside the albums and overlooked because there were a lot more popular songs on the albums, and clones weren't so known then. And I'm kind of shocked, really. I was seeing these lyrics, and I can just tell you that they reveal a lot of things you have discussed, Ron. They're exactly like we've discussed on previous programs here on Contact Talk Radio about clones. For example, this one by Alice Cooper, he writes, "I'm a clone, I know it, and I'm fine. I'm one and more are on the way. I'm two, doctor. Three's on the line. He'll take incubation another day." And the chorus goes repeatedly, "I'm all alone, so are we all. We're all clones, all are one, and one are all. We've destroyed the government, we're destroying time. No more problems on the way." So then it just goes on and on. It says, I just want to be myself. I'm all alone, so are we all. So it's very chilling and horrifying in a way that these songs have been out there for so long, and they're like cosmic messages or prophecy. I'm not sure, but they certainly do affect us if we listen to them, and they can be a reflection of what's to come, as you said. So, Ron, it's a little bit past the half hour, and I wonder if we could have now a timeline crash for some of the emotions that are generated by certain songs. When we hear them, they, like you said, they make us feel sadness or regret, love, unfulfilled love, hurt over loss, things like that.
Okay, sure. And there's a song that Cher did. We talk about timelines, you know. And she made the song, you know, "If I Could Turn Back Time."
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's about trying to redo your past, okay, basically. It's very interesting, you know. And that one, you know, is probably more of a positive situation on lyrics because, you know, if you look at it, whoever wrote the song, I don't know who wrote it, but that person realized that if they could only go back in time to change the situation of what they're involved with now or what they lost. So that's quite interesting. A lot of words of wisdom in that song, if you look at it, you know. So, what do you want to do a clearing on? Anything?
Let's do a clearing on emotions that a certain song that we hear in our head maybe can generate.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. You got to pick something. So, I don't know what to have you, you know, look at, but here we go. Can you release that? So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I'll do one more here. And it could be the same one or a different one. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, and you may think about a really old situation or an old song that you may be, you know, wondering about. You know, maybe it took you back to a time when you were younger, and you repeat that song in your head. It comes forward as a mind control program although you don't think it is, but you keep hearing those words of that song and the lyrics. I mean the lyrics and the, you know, the song itself. And you wonder why you're hearing it, you know, decades later. What does it mean to you? And all of a sudden now you have the picture of what's going on in your life at that time. So let's release that if it's a negative situation. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So this is like the oldies but goodies song. So again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So, I'm just kind of looking at the lyrics of that song, if you could turn back time. And right off, it starts off with basically, if I could find a way to take back those words that hurt you. They'd have to deal with alien things that probably came out of the person's mouth, right? Very interesting. Negative situations or negative words that hurt somebody. And where does it hurt you? It typically, you know, hurts your heart. So you're destroying the person's spirit with words that hurt. So that's, it's quite interesting. It's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons. They wound sometimes. So, yeah, it's quite interesting what all these keywords can do. They are a keyword that you're listening to and responding to. And the keyword sets you up for that situation from the past. So, do you know any, going a little sideways here, you know any nursery rhymes out there? I know there's Twinkle, Twinkle, Little
Star. I was thinking of the one that I heard a lot, and it was called Itsy Bitsy Spider.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right,
it wasn't my favorite by any means, but there's a group called Mars Volta that has put an eerie spin on this classic nursery rhyme, and it was already spine-tingling enough, but they recorded it and made it, they played it backwards, which makes it sound even creepier, with harrowing guitar plucks and a jittery drum machine. And so there's a warning on it. Do you plan on sleeping tonight? Not if you hear that one.
Yeah.
So I was wondering, Ron, why is it that before the messages used to be so subtle, and it was like there were subtle points about the human condition, and probably nobody really paid attention to them. Maybe the average listeners aren't priming their ears for the moment when an artist makes that perfect lyrical metaphor. They just want to dance or something and have fun and enjoy the music. So is it possible that people will still receive those subversive messages even if they're not really consciously aware of it?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah, because it's coming into you and it's going to activate your DNA and situations inside of you, plus the robotic program. So all this you don't really know about, but it will connect to you. So, yeah, if you hear a song and it's, we'll just say it's a great song to dance to, and it's a good beat, and it has words in there that you really don't listen to, or maybe the artist that's singing, you know, it's all kind of mush sounding, but they're still saying the words. Yeah, that can definitely cause, you know, and give you a barcode. And it could create a barcode in you with what they're doing. So it gets to be very deep, very fast, and, you know, a very negative situation. I was going to say the song that I like is that, or not song, but that little phrase, you know, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, how I wonder what you are. Well, there we go, everybody. That's kind of is probably maybe one of the main key things about our radio program that we talk about is what the hell's out there, you know? What's out there controlling you, you know? You knew that little phrase when you were growing up, you know, are there orbs out there? They don't talk about that, you know? But that star, you know, somehow they managed to get a phrase that has truth in it. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. So, it doesn't take much of a brain to figure that one out. Oh, and then, you know, we have the mind matrix, you know, your memory and your body, your cellular memory, all these things are connected. You know, the mind, we have a clearing from mind matrix barcode removal and an attack removal. We have lots of things that you can do. We've got a mind matrix bundle. So all this deals with mind energy and the way that you're connected to the darkness. You know, you wouldn't do it if you knew about it, but the aliens definitely are doing it for you and doing it to you. But, you know, it's really hard to get out of it unless you have clearings. You can't think your way out of it. I talk to people sometimes and they go, oh, yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't even want to think about that thing. Well, you may already be hooked up to it. And, you know, it's good not to think about negative things, but very possibly you could be hooked up to it anyway. So, you know, a lot of people say, well, just have a positive life, positive thought. But, you know, you can never think your way out of a situation because the aliens are controlling your thoughts. That's why you want to do the mind-to-heart drop all the time. But we have clearings to help you out if you are entrenched in this darkness and you want to get yourself out of it. We have lots of those. So I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Some of the songs and lyrics are very dark, and they seem to be getting more direct and volatile. And now there's the songs about clones called, like, Tears of a Clone and I Want to Be a Clone. And Katy Perry has a song out called I'm in Love with an Alien. It's E.T. Alien, and on and on. And I want to thank the listeners of this program for their contributions in the research for this program, of sending Ron so many different song titles of aliens and clones mentioned in songs. It really helped a lot and made me realize that this is really very prevalent.
We got my favorite Martian, right? That old TV series?
Yeah. Why is it that some of the newer songs are more direct and volatile, and they seem to be designed to blow out both your mind and your eardrums?
Well, very possibly, remember, we have clones now here. And so the clones need to get programmed with living here. And so you don't really know what the clones are going to be doing next. But when they start seeing and hearing things and watching things, that also gives them a new program to go by. So if you just think of what we have done to our children, at least, you know, a while back. In fact, I'll just... I know our show's coming to an end shortly. How much time do we have left? About 5 minutes, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
I was on a subway in New York, and a lady was next to me. And, you know, it was pretty crowded. And her little child, probably 5 years of age, is having this little thing in its hand where it's pushing a button all the time, and it was actually shooting something. No? And I looked at the lady. I go, and there's another man here next to her that was not attached to her at all as far as a boyfriend or just another stranger, you know. I says, how come you're having your child do this with this little, with this, you know, whatever it is, handheld device? You're teaching it to harm and shoot people. This is, you're conditioning your child. She goes, oh, he's not doing that. He's just playing a game, you know. And then she kind of like basically almost told me to mind my own business. And I looked at the guy next to me, or next to her, he's smiling. He goes, yep. And so he got it, but she didn't get it. You know, she just probably gave it to her kids so he'd be pacified. But, yeah, what I think's happening is that the clones need to have a way to live here, need to know how to run their life. They don't have all the programs installed yet, so they're bringing out more and more things to teach them how to live life here. So they're like babes in the woods. They do have their own programs, robotic programs, and, you know, they are becoming more humanized. I still don't know a lot. Like I mentioned the other day when I gave the lady change, this is like a week ago, went in to buy something, and it was like $6.48 or something. So I gave her a $10 bill and a one and 50 cents. And she looked at the money that I gave her, looked at me, looked at the money again, and then she hands me back the dollar. I says, well, I gave you the dollar, you know, because I'll get $5 back. She didn't understand it at all. Completely went over her head. I said, well, just put it onto your cash register there, and it will show you that I'm right, that I'll get $5.02 back. So she did it, and then she looked at me and smiled and gave me the money, but she didn't even know how to relate to that. And she's behind the counter collecting money from people all day long. Maybe the phones aren't smart enough to know how to do that. She never had it happen before with a real person. So anyway, that's where we are here now, and the clones are coming in, probably more so, and trying to become more humanized. But they don't know everything, and it's really a shame to have them get conditioned to all of these situations around us here that's really negative. And the people that are here already know about the aliens eating people and killing people if they're human. But the clones now are seeing these movies. And imagine they're probably thinking, gee, this is my you know, my DNA. I'm in one of these things possibly. And maybe they're going to attach those aliens into these clones because they're just strictly an artificial intelligent body that's living with the program. You know, who knows? Maybe they're being geared up to do these special things. But anyway, I won't get into that too far. It's too negative. But, you know, you have to realize that, you know, are you real or are you Memorex? You know, are you a memory? Are you a program? If you're real, then you're real, and then you're human. And like I mentioned before, I don't think there's much more than probably 10% of the planet here that are actually human. The other 90% are cloned.
Ron, so, maybe that's why a group like Tool could be is as popular as they are, because they're described on the internet by their listeners as a twisted collage of confusion, hate, sadness, serenity, and stubbornness played melodically to the listener to the point of excreting one's inner darkness as a matter of filthy cleansing. And this is a kind of a band that's playing music that reflects this sort of description. This sort
oh, boy.
Of thinking. Yeah. So, you know, I made She's Not There seem like a really mellow song.
Yeah.
Stairway to Heaven. There's a whole website about hidden, strange, weird messages and songs played backwards. And some of the songs go back to the 60s. So it's amazing this has been going on, these hidden messages, for a long time.
In fact, I'll just mention, see, when we do the natal chart clearing, that's what's on the website, I clear the words from front to back and back to front. So that's what we do, is go both directions. So it is actually taking care of the backward text on a particular word and the way it would sound. So we got both directions on it. So back to you, Kathy. I guess we got a couple minutes to go here, maybe.
Yeah, like a minute. And so just in closing, I want to mention, Ron, that you usually remind us that when we drop to our heart center and our thoughts, our awakening thoughts, are from the heart center, then the lyrics and things we write would not be of the dark side, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Once you're in your heart and you're working with spirit energy, source energy, the spirit inside of you is source energy, then you won't have any problem with what you're doing as far as bringing forth a negative situation. When you start judging what you did as far as lyrics or writing, then, or poetry, we'll say, then once you start judging it, then automatically then you're in mind energy, and then your mind can imprint something else on what you wrote. So a lot of times people will erase something or change a word or change something because it may not look right, or a picture, you know. And once you judge it, then you're in mind energy. Then that takes on a whole different energy from source into darkness. So I'll do the mind and heart drop briefly here. So you have to command your spirit to take your thoughts, go into your heart. And here we go, dropping down from your head to your heart. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, thank you. And I guess our show was ended here. So back to you, Kathy.
We thank our host, Ron Amatron, for the information tonight, solutions, and divine healing. Thank you to the audience for listening to this topic, Revelations in Music.
You have been listening to the Ron Amatron Healing Show. Ron Amatron is a true master, teacher, healer who brings forth vitally important information, sound solutions, and healing to the public through his radio broadcast. Learn more about Ron Amatron and his interactive healings at www.creationlightship.com.